From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The conflict between Israel and Hamas is very difficult to talk about and even report on. We've received a lot of feedback about our coverage here at Cap Radio, on Insight, and on NPR, and we appreciate all of it. Understandably, there is a lot of pain and emotions involved, and sensitivities are at a peak high. And that is deeply felt here in Sacramento. There have been heated protests and disagreements in the months following Hamas's deadly attacks and kidnappings in Israel on October 7th. And just yesterday, we had Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who is Jewish, and Palestinian community activist Bassem El-Kara on Insight to explain the city's ceasefire resolution, which was a tense and raw conversation given the escalating death toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Today, we're going to better understand a dispute at Sacramento's Museum of Science and Curiosity, or MOSAC. Some employees are taking issue with the way museum leadership has been treating them for wearing keffiyehs, an Arab headdress that does have cultural significance to Palestinians, especially when the fabric is black and white. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf joins us with the backstory. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay, so first, let's just start off with MOSAC, the Museum of Science and Curiosity. For anyone who isn't familiar with it, what is it?
So MOSAC opened in 2021. It's a science center with exhibits and a planetarium. It was a private-public partnership that brought it about with the city, the county, SMUD. But the museum operates independently from them at this point. It's just north of Old Sacramento and has about 50 or so employees, a lot of part-timers, too.
Yep, right along the river.
Exactly.
Five. So this all started because we caught wind of something that was happening at the museum, and it all came from a social media post on Instagram. So pick up the story from there. Who posted this?
So this was posted by the Change the Museum Instagram account. It's an account that was started in 2020 that's been sharing stories from across the U.S., highlighting stories, anonymous stories of inappropriate behavior. Their mission in their bio is to, quote, move beyond lip service proclamations by amplifying tales of unchecked racism, end quote.
And did the post say anything? It clearly did. But what did it say about the museum here in Sacramento?
So the post told the story of a string of incidents that happened at MOSAC, which I was told started in January of this year. So an Arab staff member wore a keffiyeh to work and was told to reconsider that choice. The next week, a few other staff members wore keffiyehs in solidarity with that initial person and were apparently pulled in by leadership to discuss that choice as well. Soon after, the museum came up with a policy banning, quote, clothing, apparel, or other visible symbols that make a political statement. So staff asked about, what about my pride pin? What about my I stand with Ukraine pin? They were told those would still be allowed, but anything having to do with the Hamas-Israel war wouldn't be.
What has the reaction been online?
There was a lot of displeasure. That's kind of why it came across our feed. A lot of people were upset. Thousands liked the post. Many tagged the company with their complaints. People said this seems like biased and inappropriate targeting of Palestinian people, Arab people, people who wear keffiyehs. MOSAC turned off their comments on their Instagram account after people went over to their account to complain about the treatment of the employee. So there was a lot of reaction online.
And this all stemmed from an Instagram post on social media. I mean, it's one thing to do this online, and then there is our job to verify what's being said, what is being written. So let's start there and dig into that. Can you walk us through who you spoke to and what they had to say?
I reached out to a lot of MOSAC employees on LinkedIn. I did not hear from anyone. So I put a comment on the Instagram account, on the Instagram post, asking people to reach out to speak with me off the record. And I had a few people who were employees at the time of the incident who want to be identified that way, who verified the story and provided additional details. Only one of those people authorized me to quote them without attribution to them, but quoting them as an anonymous employee.
Okay, so they want to stay anonymous, but how do you go about verifying that they were actually employed by MOSAC during that time?
Yeah, so I had them show me name tags and entry badges that verified who they were and that they worked at MOSAC, and they also shared internal documents that only employees would have access to.
So what does the museum have to say?
So they issued a statement last week, and they didn't refute anything that was said in the post. They Stuck broad, they said Mosaic's highest priority is to maintain a safe and respectful environment where employees and guests can engage in science, learning, and fun. They don't tolerate discrimination of any kind and evaluate and update their policies regularly to ensure the museum is inclusive and welcoming for all. I did ask them again yesterday whether they had an updated comment, and they addressed the post. They said they are deeply saddened to see anonymous and unfounded allegations on social media about perceived discrimination, but again, they didn't refute anything specifically in the story.
There was also another development that happened with the Museum of Science and Curiosity. I mean, there was recently a decision to unionize. What do you know about that?
Last Thursday, 87% of a proposed bargaining unit voted to join the Communication Workers of America. So it was a big union win for the staff at Mosaic.
OK, so that was last Thursday. But the Instagram post was a few days before that. So did this have an impact on the vote to unionize, or were there other issues?
When I spoke to the employees, they shared that this effort predated the CAFIA situation. So one employee that I spoke to said, quote, "The issues in how staff and finances and relationships have been managed at the museum have been poor for a very long time." They are hoping that the union effort spurs significant change. It's certainly possible that the CAFIA incident and that attention, had the vote be more positively to join the union. But I asked Mosaic for comment about the unionization effort, and they did not respond.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio's Kate Wolf about a controversy over a headdress known as a keffiyeh. It was worn by some employees at the Museum of Science and Curiosity in Sacramento, and it has become synonymous with Palestinians, especially when the fabric is black and white. So let's unpack some more context on this issue, because as we mentioned at the top, this is understandably a highly sensitive and a charged issue. So we're talking about a piece, an article of clothing, a headscarf, and that can be meaningful for people in a lot of ways. What did you learn about that?
The keffiyeh has become a strong symbol of solidarity with Palestinian people amid the bombardment of Gaza. Dr. Sahar Razavi is the director of the Iranian and Middle East Studies Center at Sacramento State, and she broke it down for me.
The keffiyeh is a very important cultural symbol. The two main patterns are fishing nets, which are extremely important culturally and historically for Palestine and Palestinians, and olive leaves and branches, right? So it is not an inherently political symbol, although some Palestinians who happen to also be political leaders have worn it, but that wasn't because they were political, it's because they were Palestinian.
She said she was troubled by Mosaic politicizing the keffiyeh. She says that she sees this as a part of a trend of the simple fact of people being Palestinian being seen as a political action.
Mm. You also spoke with a DEI expert. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. What did they have to say?
I got some great insight from Sacramento-based Dr. Camille Broussard-Wise. She said she was really alarmed by Mosaic making decisions of where to apply their policy on a case-by-case basis.
I don't see the logic, and I don't see that as a very wise choice to pick just one thing that we're not going to talk about. You just open yourself up for the appearance, at least, of impropriety or of bias.
She said this stuff is very subjective and so much can be heated and political. She pointed out that allowing a pride flag, a rainbow flag, it's something that we might see as innocuous, but it isn't.
That looks like a sanitized inclusionary symbol, and it is and should be also behind that, representing lots of struggle that currently happens right now that is not sanitized.
So she says it kind of has to be an all or nothing approach if you implement a policy like this.
And so that's when, going back to your initial examples, when you were talking to employees, like they could have a pride pin or even, for example, an I Stand With Ukraine pin. And according to them, that would be allowed at the museum.
Right. Exactly.
Mm. So we don't know, obviously, how this will end or how it's going to play out. This is still very much fluid and in development. But big picture, are there some lessons on both sides that, or all sides, that can be drawn from this?
I think Wise had a great point when she said she assumes everyone is trying their best, employees, staff members, leadership, and that leadership in these moments is hard and lonely. But these policies need to be thought through. She says she thinks and hopes that this will cause regional organizations to look at their policies and decide proactively and not reactively what they're going to do. When she and Professor Razavi both make the point that when you try to regulate political expression in your workplace, it's murky waters because, as the saying goes, everything is political.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nuance to it. It's one thing to wear a t-shirt or have a hat that supports a candidate. It's another thing to, have an article of clothing that can mean a lot of things depending on the context of, why the person's wearing it.
Exactly.
So what happens next?
So we'll be looking out. The Sacramento chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, told me that they've received a civil rights complaint from one of the affected employees. So we'll see if that spurs any form of legal action. Meanwhile, the newly formed union will be bargaining for their first contract.
Do you know anything more about the civil rights complaint and what that could entail?
I don't. I asked CARE for more details and to kind of give me some insight as to what could be next, and they were hesitant to speak on the issue. So,
and Kate, you've been working on this story for many days now. I mean, this original post was, nearly 2 weeks ago. It was Monday, I believe, March 11th. So for transparency and fairness, I mean, as you're working to put all these pieces together, get a really clear journalistic picture of what was unfolding, you did offer the Museum of Science and Curiosity, MOSAC, the representatives to speak with you, to come on Inside even today. And what did they say?
They declined an on-the-record interview. They did send me the follow-up statement I mentioned, sharing that they update these policies regularly to ensure that the museum is inclusive and welcoming for all. So we might see a policy update. I mean, it sounds too like this policy was made a little bit in the heat of the moment. It sounds like it was reactionary to the keffiyehs that were worn. So nothing is set in stone there.
In the posting, did you get a better idea of, because the allegations stem from someone in leadership not liking the keffiyeh. Do you get a better understanding of why they didn't like it?
So, yes, the employees that I spoke to mentioned that it was told that an Israeli director at Mossack was uncomfortable with this. And the Post also says that. So, I have not talked to leadership besides, the representative that Mossack shared with me. But that is where kind of that came from, is that apparently someone was wearing a keffiyeh, an Israeli director was uncomfortable with that, and it sort of snowballed from there.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about this because we've had a lot of conversations about how Sacramento is being impacted over, I mean, we have a very diverse community, a large refugee community. As I mentioned, we just had the mayor as well as a Palestinian community activist on about Sacramento's ceasefire resolution. There have been protests for weeks. There has been a lot of divisiveness, a lot of heated disagreements and protests. And this seems like here in Sacramento, what we're talking about is focusing on one museum. But this is kind of the latest of really difficult, complex conversations that are taking place in our city.
Definitely. And I think Professor Razavi also mentions, when you have an issue that's so heated, everyone in the diaspora feels it in an extremely intense way. And this is a way, the keffiyeh and the symbolism of the keffiyeh is a way that it's manifesting, I think, in local communities and manifesting in, in your classroom, in your workplace, right? So I was drawn to this story because I think it's just a really compelling example of how this conflict can affect people every day and how we navigate that.
Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
Kate Wolf is Cap Radio's reporter here. And also you can read Kate Wolf's reporting in addition to our conversation that we just had on Insight. It is in the Sacramento newsletter. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you can sign up for it at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.